All I know is this. I belong to Jesus. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I'm in love with God. I know him. I love him. I live according to his word. He's changing me. I have peace. I have joy. I have patience. I get through things other people can't get through. That's all I know. And if you don't want that, he's not going to force you to take it. But I don't understand why you don't want it, except for you've seen it wrong. If you love your sin, you get to keep your sin. The Bible says so. He says, verse 20, because of works of law, not one of all flesh will be justified before him, for through law is full knowledge of sin. So as you understand the laws and you know you're breaking the laws and you know you're not doing what God wants or even the laws he's placed in our conscience, then you know that something's wrong. It says, but now a righteousness of God has been revealed apart from law, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ towards all and upon all those believing. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But being justified freely by his grace through the redemption in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as the propitiation, thank you, through faith in his blood as a demonstration of his righteousness through the passing over of the sins that had taken place before in the forbearance of God. For a demonstration of his righteousness in the present time, for his being just and justifying the one that is of the faith of Jesus. He is the one who justifies you. He is the one who paid for your sin, and he is the one who destroys the burden, the heavy burden of guilt that people carry because of the enemy tormenting them, because of the truth that sin has a price. That's just everywhere. We just know it. It's been released in every man's conscience. And when we find Christ, he takes not only the sin, but he takes the guilt. He takes that burden. And he does it. And for him to truly take that from us, we have to quit operating in it, using it, thinking it's going to cause us to get our way, thinking that it's what he would have us to do. Does everybody get that? Does everybody get that? All right, I want to pray for those who were not here last night, or if you were here but you got a greater revelation today. And we're just going to do one really quick altar call. We've spoken the truth. We're just going to renounce. We're going to renounce sin, and we're going to renounce guilt. We're going to renounce using guilt or being moved by guilt, and ask God to completely deliver us out of the whole guilt thing, and that we know he paid for it. And so Satan no longer has a say to try to make us pay for something that's been paid for. Okay? So let's just do that, and then we'll take a little bit of a break. And I'm pretty sure we'll be able to finish this all up this afternoon, actually. All right, I want everybody to say, Lord Jesus, amen. That means I agree with all that was said. Forgive me for using guilt and empowering the enemy to hurt people, to cause confusion. And Lord, I repent from being controlled by guilt and allowing Satan to stay my judge. My condemner. He has nothing to do with this. You paid for it. And I'm just going to look him in the eye and say, it's been paid for by the blood of Christ. I still keep seeing that picture of the candy bar. I just see I know it seems, because I know that guilt isn't like something sweet. You know what I mean? But even the sin's been paid for that produces the guilt. And sometimes sin may seem like it was sweet at the time, pleasurable. But I just see just everybody walking through that that counter and Satan going, wait, you owe this. You know what you did. And like, hey, he paid for it. Hey, he paid for it. So when I come to you today, now you've repented of both things, I just want you to say, Jesus paid for it. And then just let it go. Do you understand that? I'm believing right now for a Holy Ghost supernatural light bulb to flash over every one of your brains that says he paid for it. Whoa, he paid for it. And a true repentance to say, and I certainly don't want to use the enemy to try to make someone else pay for what was paid for. And even if they don't take it to the cross, it's still not about guilt to get them to take it to the cross. It's about loving Jesus that will get them to take it to the cross. Guilt will not save people. Guilt just empowers the anger, the frustration, and the pain of condemnation. Whoa, I don't want to be a part of that anymore in any way, shape, or form. Just let God do the work. He paid for it.